This is one of the most important experiments taking place. The one that could help us understand the degree to which research done so far is relevant to bees in the wild. So what do we know so far? There's a good argument for saying that disease and mite infestation could be playing a bigger role than we previously thought.
The image there is the actual varroa.
Meanwhile, the results of Professor Mentzel's experiments with pesticides would appear to be persuasive, but we'll have to wait for more evidence from the work of people like Dave Golson and his bumblebees before we can make a convincing case about the effect of neonicotinoids. And then you have to think about the effect that banning pesticides could have on agriculture and the cost of food production. It could end up doing more harm than good. With so many potential suspects, it's no wonder there's so much debate and confusion amongst the scientific community. And just as we think we're getting to the big picture, we've come across another entirely different scientific angle on the story, which raises the rather troubling question as to whether we've missed the real issue altogether. There are some bees which are doing surprisingly well in places you might not expect. If we can work out why these city bees are doing well, it might give us the clues as to what's happening to the rest of the bee population. Steve Benbow is an urban beekeeper, and his bees seem to be doing okay.